A strong storm system continues to charge across the country. It's moving into the Great Lakes area, and it's going to bring us a mixture of snow, rain, and wind as we work through tonight into the day tomorrow. It's a rather large storm, and it's brought blizzard conditions, at least on the cold side of it. And for now, there are blizzard warnings in portions of Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. But with a storm track to our west, we'll see warm air mix in, and that means for most of us, the bulk of this storm will be in the form of rainfall. Though initially it will be cold enough for a little bit of wintry precipitation to develop tonight, so we'll see a mixture of snow, sleet, and rain at the onset, and there's going to even be a minor accumulation or even a light accumulation of snow and sleet through some of the higher elevations. Quickly though, most of that wintry mix will transition to rain, and we're expecting periods of heavy rain as we work through especially the first half of the day tomorrow. The only exception is going to be through parts of the Adirondacks, where we have winter storm watches and winter weather advisories posted. It looks like it will be cold enough in those areas for several inches of snow accumulation to fall before we see a transition to rain later in the day tomorrow. The storm also is going to bring plenty of wind, and we have wind advisories posted through much of our high terrain with gusts that will exceed 40 miles per hour. A high wind warning is in effect for portions of the Green Mountains and also the northern Berkshires. In those areas, wind gusts may exceed 60 miles per hour as the storm whips on through. It's all going to wind down later tomorrow as the rain comes to an end. The wind will subside at least a little bit, though we're going to continue with gusty conditions through the weekend. It's also going to be much colder over this first weekend of winter, with squally snow conditions from time to time, especially in the upslope areas and in lake effect areas downwind of the Great Lakes. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with a wintry mix likely, becoming windy, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a rain and snow mix changing to rain in most areas. Rain will be heavy at times, windy, high around 40. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a wintry mix likely, becoming windy, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a rain and snow mix changing to rain in most areas. Rain will be heavy at times, windy, high around 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain developing, becoming windy, low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain through mid-afternoon. Rain will be heavy at times, windy, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix changing to rain for the capital region, remaining a wintry mix in the high terrain, becoming windy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain through mid-afternoon, rain will be heavy at times, windy, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and squalls, especially in the mountains and in lake effect areas, windy, high in the 30s. And on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of snow showers, mainly north and west of Albany, breezy, high in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.